What's the feeling in the group after getting the series back to 2-1?
Yeah, very good. It was a good win last night by the boys. I think the feeling in the group has been fantastic through the whole trip so far. It was obviously nice to win the T20 series and come very close in a couple of other ODIs. So it was nice to get over the line last night.
Must-win game last night and the next two games as well. What's it mean to put in a performance like that in a crucial game?
Yeah, it was really pleasing. I think the way that we committed to our plans with bat and ball, I think, was really pleasing. The way that our bowlers started with the ball, particularly Jai and Paddy, in them first 10 overs was outstanding. To have them three down and three pretty important players back in the shed was went a long way to winning the game.
Can you remember a better start with the ball from Cummins and Richardson?
No, it was very impressive. I thought on that wicket, the length that they bowled was crucial. Any width was always going to get punished, as it does in one-day cricket, but the length that they bowled early on was crucial. Obviously, trapping Rohit on the crease was an important wicket. But apart from that, our bowling was pretty good throughout.
Yeah, what's the message from you and JL against
the game? Oh, it's important. We just keep our momentum and keep improving. From the South African series, I think what we've done well is we've improved the whole time in all three facets of the game. I think the way that we've continued to implement the plans that we've had in place with the bat has been really important, and there's been a few games we haven't got across the line, but our improvement's been massive, and leading on to the World Cup, that's going to be so important. So it's just about learning all the time. As a batting group, I think the opportunity to learn from probably the greatest ever one-day player, Virat, is extraordinary. To be able to see him firsthand almost dismantle attacks at will, it's been so impressive. But to be able to witness that and to be able to learn from that on a day-to-day basis is going to be crucial for our batters.
I think he's averaging 30% of India's runs in this series across both formats. What's is it almost like trying to get the other nine guys out?
No, you've got to get him out to win. I mean, to have him 3 for 30 in the power play and then to get so close still, you have to get him out to win the game. So there's none of that sitting back and waiting for him to make a mistake, because he makes very few of them. So it's about making sure that we keep committing to our plans and trying to find that weakness, particularly early in his innings. I think once he gets in, he's so dominating, he's so damaging, he can play all around the wicket. So, just being nice and simple, nice and basic.
Well, it's 2-1. I think it's fair to say that Australia outfielded India. What have you guys done to take that fielding level to the next level?
Oh, we've worked hard on our fielding, no doubt, particularly over the last couple of months. We had a couple of really tough training days when we first got here to India in Hyderabad. When we had 3-day camp, we trained and fielded our asses off, really. So it's about just keep improving, keep making sure that we're doing all that work and getting that right. A lot of the time it's attitude in the field. If you sit back and allow the game to just drift, then you probably do make a few more mistakes. So the fact that we're committing, we're taking it head on, we're attacking the ball, it sounds really simple, but it makes such a huge difference. It helps the bowlers, it backs them up. You might create a half chance here and there that can turn a game in one-day cricket.
Given the opposition, the condition, your own form, series scoreline heading into this game, is that one of your better wins as a captain for Australia?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. I mean, to stay in the series, I think we've been really close. I think in all the, I think seven ODI games, six ODI games we've played against India over the last couple of months, we've been really close in all of them. So it's pleasing that we got across the line. And I think for us going forward, it's about winning those close games, winning the really tight contests that build so much belief in a group that you can go on and win big tournaments and big series. Yeah, it's nice to get a few in the middle. Hit a few really nice shots early that didn't really get rewarded for. Nearly got run out after a great straight drive. So it was just one of those innings that you had to be patient. The wicket was a bit slow. There was just enough there with how abrasive the surface was to fight through. That was quite nice. And have a really significant opening partnership with Uzi was fantastic. He played an exceptional knock. So the way that Maxi came in at three and kept that momentum going and put the pressure right back on India again was significant in the game.
Was all the noise getting to you a little bit?
No, not really. I don't really read too much about it, to be fair. I think I was always confident in the process that I was going with. I've been training hard, been working well on my game. So it was a matter of time before I got a few runs. It's time to back it up and continue that on now.